Welcome to Holland and Cowl and Scorpion. We join them this week in the Tavern of Beers.
Stop saying so much stuff. You never had that many words before.
I'm experimenting in a new narrative job. We all need money and nobody wants me to do cool beer adverts. It's where there's like cool young men and they're standing around and I could say, when you're a cool young chap, why don't you have a cold lager?
We need some guy to front this new beer campaign. Like, we got guy, what do we got? Skateboarding guy?
I want it to be me, but apparently I always lose the job to that guy with the husky voice that...
Coming soon this summer. Do you want a lager?
Do you want to be sexually attractive to the opposite sex? Maybe drink some cool beers.
Oh, yeah. Sweet lager in your mouth makes you more attractive to ladies.
Ingesting a poison for your body is somehow sexy.
Yeah. I'm agreeing with myself.
That guy agrees with himself.
Do you lack conversational skills? Do you have nothing to say to women? What you need to do is drink beer. That'll make the weird thoughts in your head seem sexy.
I don't know why I can't do beer adverts. They don't even want me to do Tetley. Apparently I make it sound too regal, and Tetley is supposed to be for the common man. Nobody wants me to say, ooh, hello, would you like a cup of tea? Tetley, sweet Tetley tea, Yorkshire style.
I need someone to front this Tetley tea.
Hello! Not you, you southern...
Stupid southern...
I don't think anyone says southern bastard from up north. I think you're a bit of a stereotype yourself.
We want to hire this guy over here. Hey, drink some tea with some cool dudes.
Oh yeah, I agree with myself again.
That's what we need.
Tea. Are you fed up with the conversation collapsing? Why don't you make it explode with some high energy tea?
Dude, I need to buy some tea right now.
Oh, dude.
That sounds like the most awesome tea.
Keanu Reeves tea. Oh my god.
Keanu Reeves tea.
Keanu Reeves tea.
Keanu Reeves tea.
It's called tea, dude. Tea.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm really not sure we can keep you on, mate.
We've hired the guy who agrees with himself.
We're sitting here with all these characters in a tavern waiting for the sound effects to kick in and you're banging on about not making any money. We don't get paid for this shit. Yeah. People won't even rate it on iTunes, you bastards.
Wink. Audio wink.
I mean, and this podcast used to be way more accessible, but these days I'm drinking beer and swearing like a trooper. Yeah. Oh no, now I've gone into existential angst. It's contagious.
Well, at least I've not gone into a sort of thought about why I'm even doing this in the first place, and we've hired all these extras to sit in the apartment. I've said that, but there aren't extras here.
It's a podcast. Why do we need 12 midgets? It's an elephant. That's not even an elephant. I pay for an elephant, not a guy pretending to... That is
That's
you, Walrus.
Again.
I told you, Walrus.
You're not fooling anyone by attaching a bit of an hoover to your face, so that the cordy bit, so it looks like a trunk.
Admittedly, Walrus, you are slightly smaller than an elephant, therefore you're using less of our imagination, but, I mean, dude, just, you know, be yourself.
Yes, right, be yourself.
Sharp, you're just as fake. What are you even doing here? You were in the...
Meanwhile, in the tavern!
Oh, cheers. Yeah. But I have to say, I'm a bit annoyed with all these dwarfs doing their washing up everywhere again. I mean, ever since Lord of the Rings, they think it's interesting. No one cares! No one cares. I saw The Hobbit. I don't care how you do washing up.
Stop singing and throwing stuff about catching it.
You weren't in a Peter Jackson movie? No, we weren't. We weren't the most boring part either. Alex has got a film coming out with Steven Spielberg soon. You watch out. It's going to be amazing.
Beards, motorbikes and baboons. I can't remember what it's called, but I don't need to because it's got stuff going on.
Yeah, it's got bees in it. Well, not a bit like the letter B.
Yeah,
it's beards, bikes and... it's really good.
Just keep an eye out for it, mate.
Yeah, it's really good.
Holland, Cal, Scorpion, I need your help. We need a new way to detect a witch. Apparently we're not allowed to sort of sink them in water anymore. That's not PC.
It was always going to happen eventually. I've got a way. You're out of my head.
Did you have thoughts about the the arc of testing witchery.
Yeah, no, I
because
knew
your
was
first
happen.
Comment was that was always going to happen.
It's always going to happen eventually.
I've thought that.
Eventually,
too.
Someone was going to go. This is we live in a modern age now, and you can't just keep dunking witches. Do I?
You said to yourself, I can't get attached to this. You know, the goose in one end and the witch in the other.
Yeah, making a witch hold a goose and tell you whether she's a witch or not. Yeah, and the goose knows because it will nod at you if it thinks she is a witch.
I mean, what?
It'll wink if she's lying.
See, my problem is I've watched Monty Python and I've seen that thing where they put like a speaker. And that's not what, you know, that in my mind is factually. I'm still here.
That's
patient.
How you learn about
that's how I learned. I know it's not. I mean, I found out that people didn't use coconuts. Like that was a learning curve, and then
it was like a major learning curve in your life.
I was like, oh, what they used
puberty,
the horses.
Learning the coconuts.
Horses look scary.
What, the big scary four-legged man?
Jeez, these medieval dudes, they were serious, weren't they? Yeah. But how did they, what do you know, like what was the actual thing? Was it they drowned them?
I thought they just did like they played yes no with them. Are you a witch? Mm. I can't answer that. If they went yes or no, even if they said no, they're still like no, like you're out, no, we kill you.
Yeah. Did they play guess who? Because that sounds similar. There's a load of faces and then one of them's wearing a black hat.
Yeah, one of them is a witch. Witchy Witchington.
Yeah.
Is it Witchy Witchington? It is. Oh, I haven't played guess
who. That's the cutest witch hunter ever.
I'm looking for Witchy Witchington. Yes, I'm going to drown you, but I'm going to do it in a charming way.
As soon as I find her, I'm going to burn her on the stake. Mickey! Lawsuit swings in. Letters handed to us. Dear Holland, Cowell and Scorpion. I don't know why he's getting top billing.
You just be Holland and Cowell.
I carry you around. You guys, you have no respect for the working Scorpion.
That's true,
you
mate.
Say that we'd be nothing without
it's
you,
true,
Scorpion,
mate.
But
I mean,
we would be.
But, I mean, you know, you don't... Most films don't involve the transportation as part of the title.
What about Taxi?
Good point.
Lord of the Rings.
Train Spotting.
There was no trains. That was about heroin, mate.
Oh, I'll do a bit of that.
What?
What?
Got to relax. I'm a giant scorpion.
Scorpion's views do not represent that of the Holland and Cowell brand.
No, although I've heard heroin is pretty good.
No, I've heard that as well. Mm. I had a dream, on a side note, that we will probably edit out later.
Yeah.
I had a horrible dream last night.
What do you mean, edit out?
It's interesting.
Well, that's a dwarf going, what do you mean, edit out? This is reality.
What?
Are you guys
what are you saying?
And then a religion began. Anyway, yeah, you were saying, ignore that dwarf. Piss off, wash it up somewhere else.
Stop washing.
God. Three movies. Jesus. I mean, what a transparent way of making The Hobbit three movies. Washing up as a musical. Jesus.
I did night. It was a night. It was a nightmare. It's not one where you wake up like scared, but like a really horrible sort of dream that my girlfriend was addicted to heroin.
Yeah.
And like she just kept taking it, and it was like, and this is sort of like my such a lack of knowledge about drugs or anything in that sort of world. It was me just sort of going like, just stop taking it. Just keep taking it. I'm like, stop here. I can see you doing it. Fine. It's just nice. I just like to. I'm like, no. This is really bad.
I would love
bad to do it.
That I think you should get on the phone because your version of Train Spotting would be amazing. He just. I told him heroin's bad.
No. Put it down.
He keeps doing one. He keeps doing a heroin.
Just spraying them with like water from one of those flower spray things like a dog.
Yeah. It made Russell Brand's story a lot less interesting. I was a heroin addict and I stopped doing it.
Then Alex came in and sort of kept spraying water on me until I stopped doing it.
Yeah, to be honest, I went through all this complicated therapy. All I needed was someone to treat it like I'd eaten too many biscuits.
No, put that down. Put it down. Put it. Stop it.
Anyway, witches. Was it? Was it witches? Let's get stop. Look,
what were you
seriously,
saying?
Stop washing up. Like, I know. You know, the weird thing is that washing up scene is about the length of our podcast.
Yeah.
You think about the amount of rubbish we fit in a podcast, and they just had one bit of rubbish that made it last that long.
Yeah. If anything, that gives me hope for us making a film.
Mate,
because we can fit so much tons of nonsense into a small amount of time.
I'm going to write a film to spite. Jackson, where it's all about a bunch of dwarfs that need to do the washing up, but they actually do some interesting stuff.
On the way there, they end up having a fight with a dragon.
Yeah, they're just going to go and wash the ring. Can't give that to Sauron. Scrubby.
In that state, it'll bloody be fuming.
that's how.
Yeah, they just gave them regional accents. So witches.
Why did you come to us for advice about witches? Well, we'd heard that you guys were wise and you'd spoke to the orb.
Yeah, we did speak. Your voice changed.
I know. I've got an affliction. It changes regularly.
But we did speak to the orb, and I guess we are quite knowledgeable now. We've been all around. I mean, we come from Peckham.
Peckham. They've even stopped washing up.
Peckham.
Did somebody say Peckham?
Chicken nugget flies across the sky like a meteorite.
The symbol of Peckham!
Yeah, someone farts. Just really bad, auspicious things. Not like, when the stars align, there'll be a man in a pub who'll fart at some point. Yeah.
Instead of like glasses clinking, you know, when someone says something in a horror film and everyone's like in the background, what is just a load of cans opening.
How would I test a witch? How would I test a witch?
I think we need to take this seriously.
Mm.
Alex, I think, you know, because this is the balance of a young woman's life.
It's simple, mate. What you do is you hobble past in disguise, as a hobbler.
Mm.
And you go, that famous old-fashioned job that no one has anymore.
No, it's like cobblers, but you bang people's legs.
And you sort of go, oh, my poor legs, if only somebody could cast a spell to make me feel better. Mm. Anybody have any sort of spell for that? And if someone tries to help you, then they're a witch.
Mm.
And I don't even mean cast a spell, I'd try to help you across a road.
As an idea, but I am worried that we're going to... I mean, cover your ears, bloke that wants to know how to catch witches. We're going to help him catch good witches with that. What we need to do is, you can uncover your ears, we need to find a way of catching the dark witches.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, what about warlocks as well? I feel uncomfortable just being women. I mean, this is the, 2014 in our alternate reality. Can it be witches and warlocks?
Of warlocks have got some very old-fashioned views about women.
I think they all write the sun, don't they?
That's how it's created. It was a spell cast by a load of misogynistic warlocks.
Yeah, they read Ogre Nuts magazine.
Yeah. Yeah, because arguably that's the only plausible explanation for an output which is largely supposed to be about current affairs and news that also feels like tits need to just like you need to have tits in it because That's my satirical.
I think that's good.
Insert to there. You can take that down, mate.
Can someone if we ever get reviewed, can someone say about this bit and say
someone reference that?
Yeah, can someone say? I mean, it's all complete nonsense. But once in a while, there's like a really thinly veiled point. It's not particularly well thought out.
Badly put. Sort of, I guess, positive. Yeah. Liberal
what happened
message.
Was one of them says it, and the other one doesn't have the impetus or.
I mean, some of their points. The
one of them can't even think of the words.
Some of the points would be good, but then they talk about
hubris.
That for several minutes afterwards and get confused.
Yeah,
and then
you make a point. I don't have the hubris to get involved. And it just floats off into the distance.
I'm a thought. It's been left on a stream.
We've created a left-wing spectre that goes off.
What's that? Put your tits away.
I'm the ghost.
I'm the ghost.
I don't have any clothes. Well, put some mud on it. Come on, love. It's 2014. I'm still living in a ditch, mate.
You're just oppressive in your own way.
And then a new second ghost forms and orbits the new one.
Like a moon.
Yeah.
Like a sort of double
spectral. I could hurry you guys. There's a woman. There's a woman there. See out that window? She's about to be tried for a witch by the conventional methods.
Okay.
We need to think of a way to do this fairly.
Something quick. Throw a stone at her, and if she catches it, then she's all right.
How about right? I mean, that's
good.
I have to say, though, if you threw a stone at me, I would hope that I'd catch it.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not a witch.
Yeah, no, that proves you're not a witch if you catch it.
But I am quite clumsy.
Okay.
So I might not catch
it. Okay, so if you don't catch it, that proves that you're either witch or clumsy. So that narrows it down.
Yeah, that's true. So that's test one.
Yeah, that's the first stage.
And test two is a series of balancing boards to determine.
Just really get to the heart of, like, are they a witch or...
Yeah, and if you fail all the balancing boards, then we know you're just clumsy.
Yeah.
If you pass all of those, but you can't catch the stone, you're a witch.
Mm.
But if you pass all of those, there'd be one more test, which I think what it would be, right, is just out of nowhere, someone run up to you, be like, are you a witch? Like, really, really quick.
There's no time to no time. Lie.
You're a witch. And they'd be like, yeah. And then, oh, we got them.
Mate.
Yeah. Yeah. But the problem is, she's got her guard up now. I mean, there's all these people pointing at her saying, witch, witch, you bitch, witch.
Is she, well, I mean, that's wrong for several reasons.
Yeah.
I'm going to laugh another ghost in a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. A thought ghost. I mean... And let's think about this, right? Witches have magical powers, right? What thing would you do where you would have to use your witch power? Like, I'm thinking, here's an example, might not be the best one, right?
Yeah.
You give someone a cup of tea, like, they're really, really thirsty.
Yeah.
Not that mug. Oh, I'm back again. Nobody wanted me. Oh, not that mug. Wash this up, dwarfs. Oh, we're not touching him. He put a downer on everything last time. No one wanted to sing after he read his poems.
But what is life if not to be putting down?
A mug alone on a tree. A mug, a tree. But are we free? No, we are mugs. The ceramic glaze of our disappointment is used as an ointment to... Shut up, you're not even any good.
They're getting the bowl.
I was smashed up, I have brain damage.
What is a mug without a liquid to carry? Empty, but as empty as you are.
It is a testament to your human's limited ability to appreciate the universe that you would say a mug half full is either half full or half empty. Surely it is still a mug.
It's half full.
And then I just smash it on the floor. What are you now, you dick?
Just a collection of shattered pieces.
Ah, but I can still remember once being a mug.
Oh, I hate that mug. I had not yet. I was like, yeah, so you give someone a cup of tea, not... not me. Oh, no, the dwarves are putting him back together. Get rid of him.
They're doing a whole song and dance about it as well. This will take half an hour.
Right, a walrus eat him. And so, yeah, you make someone a cup of tea, right? And they're really, really thirsty. Okay, yeah. So first of all, you do, like, some yoga.
Okay.
Right?
And, hold on, like, mate, do you do the yoga first?
Yeah, hot yoga.
Hot yoga.
Like, really, like, you know, getting hot sweating, yoga. Getting going.
Is that... Isn't there a phrase for where it's, like, where it's in a really hot room?
Mm.
Yeah. But hot yoga doesn't sound
that,
like...
No, well, that's... I mean, that's what I call it, but...
Hot
Bikram
yoga.
Yoga? I don't know.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah. What do I know?
It's like hot yoga sounds like sexy yoga.
I touch my toes and feel alternative. Look at me, I'm part of the new generation.
I mean, I don't know Tai Chi, but I do wave my arms around on a hill. People are like, he's certainly very enlightened.
All I've heard about yoga is you do a bit of stretch and then you fart. I do both of those on my own.
£20 to earn that.
Oh my god, I'm telling to my dad. Yeah, you're spending £20 for that, mate. Just eating some beef. Beef.
Have a rare steak and then bend over. Surprise yourself. Bend over and touch your toes.
I really must hurry, you guys. All right, we're getting there. You asked us. Well, I thought you were more wise than this.
See, you can't expect wisdom, quick wisdom.
Yeah, it's not the way we do it in Peckham.
Yeah.
So you do your hot biro yoga
and fart or whatever.
Yeah, you do all that. No, you've got to do properly. You do,
okay, do it properly.
And then right, they're desperate and for a drink, right? Mm. And you're like, do you want a cup of tea? And they're the type, and you have to know the type of people that like tea. You have to make sure if there's not tea, it's coffee.
Yeah.
If it's Gatorade, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, probably that warlock, he'd be all over Gatorade, wouldn't he? Because he'd think it would help him get over his issues with women, but. What was it? Electrolytes, yeah, fucking women love them. What?
So nothing turns on a woman more than electrolytes.
Yeah.
Nothing turns on a woman more than the synapses in the brain being able to fire quicker.
Just drug a pint of blue liquid. Yeah, I hope it was screen wash.
Just topped up my iron.
Yeah.
I've had some supplement tablets.
Yeah. I have those protein shakes.
So why people have protein shakes? Not to build muscle, because it's just sexy. Like, it just looks
I mean, you know, Yeah, I mean, there's got to be some sort of fetish going on there when you have milkshakes out of a tub. I mean, it's not normal. Anyway, yeah, so they're desperate for a beverage.
Yeah.
We're using cup of tea, and then you give them a cup of tea, but it's awful. Like, it's right, it's the shittest, the almost awful cup of tea. You can bleep me out, there's going to be bleeps everywhere, but I'll bleep them out, whatever. It's the worst cup of tea I've been to. Dwarf, bleeping it out? What do you mean bleeping it out? My kids have already heard it. Dwarfs have kids? Well, of course we do. What do you think we do? Artificial insemination? Well, to be honest, I hadn't thought about it. I mean, all I know about you is how you wash up, and that's long-windedly. Burn! The dwarf walks outside.
Yeah, we shouldn't have done it. I thought it was a good idea. Everyone said, it's Peter Jackson. He did so well, Lord of the Rings. Now all I do is bloody washing up jokes constantly. No, I won't wash it up.
Admittedly, it's tied a whole career of dwarfs working in bars. Anyway, back to us. But yes, so give them a cup of tea.
Give them a beverage. They've done their hot yoga.
It's awful. It's like, you know, it's like nettle tea. It's just something disgusting.
Okay.
You know, it's like a fox poo in a bag, and you know if they're a witch or a warlock, they're gonna fix it.
Yeah.
So you let them have a few. They do, and then when you see them, kind of, oh, it's all right now.
Yeah.
That's when you jump in.
Okay.
Because if you have any level of magic powers, you would clearly sort out your beverage.
Yeah. I mean, okay, Guy, can you cover your ears again, mate? Just for us.
Okay.
I'm worried again that we're not really honing in on evil witches. We're just honing in on witches that happen to be really specific about the type of beverage they drink. Which I hate to say, because that was a really nice explanation.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. It's the same thing I levelled on you.
Same predicament.
Okay, well, I think at that point we would know that they're a witch or not.
Okay.
So then all we have,
then all we have to do
is establish if they're evil.
No, evil or not. Okay,
and I think that is beyond the scope of our podcast.
Yeah.
What's a podcast? Shaft! I mean, all right, how would you swing with this one, Holland? How do you define someone's evil?
Okay, so you get a stone.
Yeah.
And you launch it into the air. And you see that the stone's going to land on a child's head.
Yeah.
Right, and they can see that, and you go, oh, that looks like that stone is going to land on the child's head.
Yeah.
And if they use their magic to alter the course of the stone slightly so it doesn't hit the child's head, so you know they're good. But if they don't use it, then they're evil, because they won't see the child's head.
Brilliant.
Because we've already ascertained that they're magical.
Totally agreed.
Because that doesn't work.
I mean, I am slightly...
they may just not have magical powers.
The only downside of that is if they're not a witch... Some kid's gonna get a stone in their head.
This is what I mean. This is after we've worked out that they're definitely a witch because of the tea thing.
Right, yeah. But if they're an evil witch and they don't stop it, we've lamped a kid.
It's a small price to pay for
that. We get hung, don't we?
I literally hadn't considered that, like, in order to prove an evil witch, like, someone's to get on their head with a stone.
Maybe what
that's
we'll do.
Fine. I'm willing to pay that price.
Yeah, fuck it. We'll be a dwarf. We'll do a dwarf dressed up as a kid. you deserve it for the Hobbit, all right? You do this, we won't talk about it again. All right, agreed? okay, right. So have you got an idea? Yeah, basically, right, stop with it. Right, we'll come out, we'll go outside. Right, stop all this, Right, first of all, we need to do some yoga. Right? Don't ask why. we do the yoga.
Yeah.
And this is
so we're all doing it.
Yeah, so we're doing the yoga.
Okay.
And I guess, like, hang on, where is he? Are you doing beer adverts, or we need a bit of like voiceover montage? Can you you're gonna send it? Alright, he's gonna send him.
So, they did the yoga, right?
Ah, sweet. Keanu Reeves. She changed the cup of tea into a delicious cup of tea.
Yeah, I agree myself.
That's right. She's clearly a good witch. She's a witch of some sort.
Witch.
And then...
phase two.
Ding! And then Holland and Cal wheel out a dwarf dressed as a small child holding a lollipop.
Remember what you promised!
All right.
And I throw the stone in the air. And as it comes down, it's going to hit that child on the head. Oh, someone better save that child, or it's going to get hit on the head with a stone.
What's going to happen? I'm not deciding. We're in that millisecond, it's like in a film, it's
like
freeze frame.
Yeah.
Evil witch, hanger! Well, you're right, dwarf. What am I? you have this mug to say we're sorry.
Oh, hello. Finally, I shall be appreciated by the dwarfs. You shall clean me like I am, my Rolls Royce of mugs.
Oh, sure, that makes sense, mate.
Well, it worked. It worked. She was evil, and she's been put to death or whatever. And I'm perfectly happy.
That's fine. You know, I've got to say, right, that was, you know, that's probably enough for our episode.
Mm.
And, what episode? Shut up, right? It's slang. It's Peckham slang. It refers to the moment. It's like living the moment, yeah? Right? Yeah. Episodes. But I kind of feel like we did all the work and Giant Scorpion didn't do anything.
Well,
I mean, admittedly, you were sitting on his back the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? You've got to appreciate Scorpion.
I doubt with you, but you've actually been integral to our success.
To your posture.
Yeah, my posture especially. It's very comfortable.
Join us next week on Holland and Carl and Scorpion.
Hello? Is that you, eh? Yes? Yes, I want to speak to my agent. Hello, yes. Well, they've actually been making me do the sort of narrative links in this series, but what happened was they got that guy with the cool beer voice to do it. I'm not sure if I want to do this series anymore.
Well, you gotta try harder, man. I'm trying to get you all the gigs and stuff, but you keep going into these places and doing a bit too much of a pompous... You know,
I can't help it, it's my thing. I try to do live at the Apollo.
I know.
Welcome, Michael McIntyre.
I know, and that's great, I love that, but they've got a guy doing that already. I mean, I'm saying, like, I'm trying to put you in for these cool things. You say you want to branch out, you want to get more of a youth-orientated demographic.
Yeah, I want to do adverts for Yops.
Yeah, that's right. So I get you these gigs, and I'm like, hey, pretend it's a cool yoga. And what do? You're like, oh.
I sold my soul, and that's why I went yoppity yo, yogurt, let's go.
It just doesn't sound cool.
I mean,
cool.
I even improvised that. I'm like a rapper.
It's great, but that doesn't sound cool.
Afterwards,
it's not into it.
No, afterwards, I called my friend Chuck T from Public Enemy, and he said it was wonderful. Does no one realize I was a gangster rapper for years? Me and my bitches, we be rolling. You can't stop us, you know that we're. Bowling.
Actually, now you're
giant guns, bang bang, straight in your face.
Now we're cooking. This
ignorant
is
bitches, listen to my bass.
I like this.
You're a disgrace, so get down on your knees. Yes. Misogyny is cool, so let's form a breeze.
That's ace.
And by breeze, I mean semen all over your face.
Okay,
hang on.
I mean, that was slightly too far.
Hang on. I know this is an extra bit, right, but you're supposed to be the nice, wholesome introduction to our podcast, and you've said something about ejaculating on a woman.
Yeah.
We've never said
Did
anything that disgusting.
Women?
No. Oh,
is
God.
Is it fine?
Now you've outed me as sexist. Oh, God.
Is it just fine otherwise?
Yeah.
Just
We're all screwed. This is the end of my career.
We can't have a guy who talks like. We're gonna have to have cool guy for the next one.
Yeah,
just the cool.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. I mean,
hey, do you want to listen to a cool podcast? Maybe you can listen to this one.
I mean, arguably, you shouldn't be asking a question like that at the beginning of a podcast.
Yeah,
since they've already chosen.
Well, maybe we could set one in Yorkshire or something.
Yeah.
Do like a whole episode in Yorkshire.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't see that
we can use that, you know, that Hovis song. You know, because I mean, yeah, that'll offend a load of people.
I don't know about Yorkshire. They've got brass bands, mines, and they're done, mate. They're done. That's the only two things.
Yeah,
they've got bread.
I'd quite like to do an episode about brass bands and bread.
Yeah, that's the next one.
Yeah.
I'm writing that down.
Okay.
For you, voiceover guy, you were doing fine.
I was doing fine.
But then you started talking about ejaculation. And
I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. I'm available for other podcasts. Oh, dear.
Putting him on probation.
I can hear you. Shut up.
Make some Lego or something.
Your heart doesn't sound in it, like you feel bad for him now.
I do feel a bit bad for him.
Yeah.
I feel like those words were put in his mouth.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, maybe it wasn't his fault.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it was someone's fault.
Who Someone else.
Was drinking. And got carried away. Trying to be Snoop Dogg. And then ruin their own podcast.
Made one of the characters that you've grown emotionally attached to a sort of misogynistic.
Yeah, I feel like I've, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Thankfully, it's just, you know, no one could ever trace it back to us.
No, it's
impossible.
Yeah.
Bye!